Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Air travelers are facing delays and cancellations this 4th of July weekend. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled so far this weekend within, into, or out of the United States. About 14,000 flights have been delayed so far over the holiday weekend. That's according to FlightAware. John Fitzgerald Kennedy at his 1961 inauguration speech.
I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Birmingham Stallions are the best in the USFL Football League this year by beating Philadelphia in Canton, Ohio last night. As Americans celebrate our nation's birthday, we only got here because of the sacrifice of our men and women in uniform. As a nation, we need to come together to help those veterans in need of help.
Mission Roll Call is a nonprofit that reaches out to veterans for their opinion on legislation that affects them. Appearing on Fox News Live, Mission Roll Call Executive Director Cole Lyles says their organization also has a huge emphasis on suicide prevention.
There's really no one thing that tends to cause veterans to make that irreversible decision. It usually is a conglomeration of things.
Lyles says they try to communicate to lawmakers that suicide prevention is not solely about mental health. It's also about the struggles such as financial stress that contributes to poor mental health. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First responders are reporting at least 6 people were killed and another 8 injured following an avalanche of ice in the Italian Alps. Marmolada, the tallest mountain in the Dolomites, the location is about 3.5 hours' drive north of Venice. At least a dozen people are still missing. In his entire lifetime, President Biden has been to China more than he has been to the U.S.-Mexico border. This could be an indication on why he doesn't understand the crisis facing the security of this nation. Republican Arizona Governor Andy Biggs was at the U.S.-Mexico border last night. He posted a video on Twitter.
It's a little after 4:30 in the morning, still dark, dawn's not broken yet, and you can see behind me, in that little group there's probably 150 folks right there.
We're
being overrun, they don't have enough bed space or anything in that detention center and the processing center, so they'll release these folks into the interior of the country.
Orlando, Florida city officials were harshly criticized for sending out a woke message as they promoted a 4th of July fireworks show. The promotional email started off right away with a negative attitude stating that, quote, a lot of people probably don't want to celebrate our nation right now and we can't blame them, end quote. City officials in Orlando, Florida, have since apologized for the inflammatory email. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And maybe we ought to stop and reconnect with the Declaration of Independence, our birth certificate that we celebrate today, the 246th birthday of this great nation of ours. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. And what was noted in the Declaration of Independence were grievances against the King of England at the time. And as we discussed earlier on several occasions, that there's nothing new under the sun. There's this repeat of history. And listen to these two grievances of the many that were enumerated for the world and for the citizenry, the future citizens of America, and, you know, what they were dealing with at the time. And see how it has relevance today, right? Speaking of the king, he says he's erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out of their substance. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. With that, I want to bring on Dr. Bonner Cohen, who is the expert when it comes to all things that deal with the environment, natural resources, energy, and property rights. Dr. Cohen, as always, an honor to have you with us. Happy 4th of July, sir.
Well, Bill, happy 4th of July to you and to all of our listeners.
Well, here I am. I just covered two of the enumerated grievances that the Founding Fathers had to put down in writing, so everybody was clear what was going on. And it's interesting that we've gone full circle. Nothing really has changed. I mean, those two grievances, right?
Words, harassment of citizens.
Yes.
Now, in those days, it was the distant King George over in England. Today, it's the federal bureaucracy. And in many cases, it could also be the state and local bureaucracy. And of those harassers, none has been more dedicated to harassing and expanding its power than the Environmental Protection Agency. And it's been able to get away with that, not for years, but for decades,
exactly,
by a kind of sleight of hand. Mm-hmm. That is, it's Congress's duty to pass laws, and after those laws have been passed, they then go to agencies around the federal government to write rules and regulations under those laws. In other words, they fill in the blanks. Mm-hmm. What has happened over time is, and this goes all the way back to the New Deal, bureaucrats are sometimes in cahoots with political appointees of an administration eager to extend its agenda and impose its agenda through the bureaucracy, write rules and regulations that in many cases go well beyond what the law authorizes the agency to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you consider that each rule want to come into being is federal bureaucrats becoming de facto lawmakers. And this is completely at odds with the doctrine, the constitutional doctrine of separation of powers.
Yes.
We have the legislative branch, we have the executive branch, and we have the judicial branch. Fortunately, just a few days ago, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a decision, West Virginia v. EPA, came down hard on EPA and said, no, you do not have the congressional authorization to regulate greenhouse gases, primarily carbon dioxide, from power plants. If you want that authorization, in effect, fine. Go get it from Congress. But you can't make it up out of whole cloth, because
exactly.
This is a regulation that affects the entire economy, and you don't have the authority to do that. Now, that's a very good decision, because it reins in an unelected and unaccountable bureaucracy. And in this case, it tells the Biden administration, which is actually operating on the basis of what the Obama administration tried to do years and years ago, no, you can't do this. You do not have the power to impose your will, at least in this case and in related cases, through the federal bureaucracy.
Bonner, let me ask you, traditionally, as you said, this goes back decades, that emanated from a Democratic-controlled Congress. Has this become a bipartisan issue, or is this mostly out of the left?
Oh, this is almost entirely a left-wing thing. The federal bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., and I live just across the river from Washington, D.C., I know these people quite well. They are predominantly left-leaning. They love expanding their own power. These are primarily anonymous peoples. Their names would mean nothing to anyone, but they have become very powerful over the decades. And if there's an administration in power, such as the Biden administration today, that's eager to expand Washington-based control, those bureaucracies are very happy to play ball. And each one of these agencies, federal agencies now, is sprinkled with Biden administration political appointees. And they work hand in hand with people who are already there, and they can create a tremendous amount of mischief. What the Supreme Court did last week is say, no, you can't go beyond what Congress has authorized you to do.
Bonner, on its face, is this corruption?
Oh, yes. It's corruption on so many levels. But there's the kind of moral corruption here, because these people lie constantly. They will tell you that they have the power to do something that they demonstrably do not have. And they will tell you that they are doing this to protect you. In this case, from the dangers of what they would have us believe is a climate crisis, because that serves as the pretext for them to expand their power and to tell us how to run our lives, how to run our businesses, how to run everything. And so you always need a crisis. It can be the climate today. We saw massive abuses of this during the pandemic, when the pandemic served to justify one bureaucratic overreach after the other, which in the latter case actually probably did, from a public health standpoint, far more harm than good. And reining in these people is something that absolutely needs to happen. And the good thing about the decision that Supreme Court just made is it's going to go way beyond power plant emissions. You now have a precedent, so that if any alphabet soup agency around the federal government, it can be EPA, but it could be FDA, the CDC, you name the agency, if it oversteps its authority and it tries to do something, someone can say, wait a minute, there is a legal precedent here. You can't do that.
Bonner, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Dr. Bonner Cohen, Senior Policy Analyst with CFACT.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You know, James Madison said, knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power knowledge gives. And it is amazing, the Supreme Court has given the power back to the people, as enumerated in our U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence, and some people are outraged. And what it really enunciates here, Dr. Bonner Cohen, is the ignorance of the people that they can't see a gift horse, you know, with their own eyes. I mean, this is a reestablishment, a reassignment of justice of our government back to we the people where it belongs. Thank you very much, the Supreme Court. And the people are outraged by it. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, imagine that. We are restoring constitutional law to the land, or at least taking a giant step in that direction. And that has lots of people in very powerful positions, very upset, which tells you an awful lot about who these people are and what their real agenda is and how much real loyalty they have to the United States, what they really celebrate on July the 4th, and hopefully who these people really are. And sadly, we are governed in no small way, not just by those in power in government, but think of the media, the foundations, the universities, so many trade associations, corporate boardrooms. We are governed by people who are very alienated from the rest of us. The term that Hillary Clinton used during the 2016 presidential campaign, basket of deplorables,
right.
Well, there were a lot of people who nodded their heads to that. People who know much more than we do, who are better than we are, who consider the rest of us a bunch of rubes, who should do as they're told, because the ruling class knows exactly what's better, what's best for us. Well, actually, the ruling class really knows or thinks it knows what's best for it. And once you realize what their real ultimate goal is and how they see the world and how they treat the rest of us, you're a long way toward being able to fight back against them. And the recent Supreme Court decisions are weapons in that fight.
Well, the beauty of the Constitution Declaration of Independence, Bonner, is that it is a document of service. And what has happened is those that are more interested in protecting their own interest and their own elitism, this has become a bit of a shroud to protect their, their true aims. They hide behind the Constitution, say they're constitutionalists, but all you have to do is look at the fruit of their policies. Look at their decisions that the Democratic Party and Joe Biden are imposing on the American people. And whether you have admissions by Hillary Clinton, why anybody, any millions of people would vote for somebody who just sits there and shames them and insults them and calls them all a basket of deplorables. It wasn't like it was just the Republicans that she accused. I mean, it was anybody, any Walmart shopper, any American who believed in American patriotism and what our founding fathers and the millions of patriots throughout the history of our 246 years gave up their lives to defend, were all basket of deplorables in her eyes. How could anybody vote for her or anybody in the Democratic Party that subscribes to that kind of ideology?
And people who see the world the way she does are the people who are well ensconced in decision-making authorities in every institution in this country, or just about everyone. American Medical Association has become very woke. The American Institutes of Architects now has green stipulations that they want put into every building. You can go
They have to, Bonner. They've been, as you and I have discussed before, they have been compelled to woke or go broke. And here it is. And they use the people's money, which galls me. It just absolutely disgusts me that they use taxpayer money in order to impose their ideology and get scientists to go along with this, this big lie, whether it has to do with climate change or anything else, instead of, rational debate and reasoning that is good for all concerned. That's out the door. It's only about power and control and those elites that determine the rules of play, right?
Skilled at using power, administrative power. Now that's been trimmed back somewhat, and that's a great precedent. But listen, they're not about to give up and go home.
Oh no!
Still have control of all of these institutions. They still have numerous opportunities to manipulate the rest of us. Numerous opportunities to rig the system, and sadly, the system is very much rigged.
Exactly.
So the thing that
how many millions of people are we talking about, Bonner, that are in these institutions in total? I mean, because this is a huge battle. It's not like all of a sudden you can sit there and say, hey, we're going to fire everybody. Let's get rid of everybody. I mean, this is quite an army of ideologues, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's a vast army. What the founder, one of the founders of the Italian Communist Party, said about 100 years ago, when he realized that the proletariat was not about to rise up and overthrow the bourgeoisie, he said, no, that's not going to happen. Instead, let's embark on the long march through the institutions. Mm-hmm. The gentleman's name was Antonio Gramsci, and he was very evil, but he was also very smart. And he recognized, infiltrate institutions that people know and trust, and slowly but surely transform those institutions into instruments of the left. And bingo, you have your revolution. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen over a long time. And we can see this now with everything from Major League Baseball to NFL games on Sundays, all of these various things. They're not what they used to be. They have the same labels. They're playing the same game, perhaps. But they're serving an entirely different purpose because they have been infiltrated and they have been transformed.
Yeah, certainly it is not about we the people. It hasn't been for a long time. But there is awakening that's taking place here, Bonner. And we can thank SCOTUS, you know, for starting to move the ball in the right direction. And, of course, we see the pushback from the left. You've got the president and others talking now quite vehemently about, you know, stacking the court and doing other things that will secure, you know, their control. I mean, they tried to do it with the electorate. But that didn't happen. Thank God. We can thank Joe Manchin for that. Otherwise, they'd had full control, and everything that they were able to get away with in 2020 would continue. And I think that the people's brains were already bruised and about ready to explode because of what happened in 2020. And we still have too many questions, and God forbid that we ask those questions, right?
Oh, yeah. There are certain questions which are taboo, certain questions that may not be asked. In the Supreme Court EPA decision, that's ultimately, we were told, about the climate. You dare not call into question the reigning orthodoxy that human beings are contributing to a potentially disastrous warming of the climate. When someone points out, well, what's the scientific basis of that? Is that supported by climatological observations, which, by the way, they're not? That person will be condemned, and that person risks losing his or her job if that person is a recipient of some federal money or is affiliated with an institution that's going with the flow. So this is, during the pandemic, we found out that you couldn't question the efficacy of vaccines. You couldn't question the origin of COVID-19, the Wuhan lab. Oh, no, that was off limits. So we have these speech codes started out in the universities. Now they're society-wide. There is a price to be paid for raising questions that the ruling class does not want to hear.
Scary times to some degree, but I think the scarier times are for those that are in power to realize that maybe they're starting to lose grip as we the people are becoming more involved with our government and becoming all the smarter still. Stay with us.
And Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving
benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Air travelers are facing delays and cancellations this 4th of July weekend. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled so far this weekend within, into, or out of the United States. About 14,000 flights have been delayed so far over the holiday weekend. That's according to FlightAware. John Fitzgerald Kennedy at his 1961 inauguration speech.
I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
July weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us. For those of you who are joining us this holiday weekend, we say happy 4th to you. May it be a safe and sane one, and may you be richly blessed as many over the weekend hear this broadcast delayed. And so sometimes you may hear a reference to us being live. Well, we're live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. So just be warned that if you're hearing us over the weekend, it is a delayed broadcast. But we're happy that you can join us. And remember, you can join us live, as I say, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Well, Douglas McKinnon is going to be joining us in just a moment. Douglas is a former White House and Pentagon official, a best-selling author. And it's said by the former senior CIA officer that his long debt with a deep state, he has long dealt with deep state issues. Okay, there it is. And it's good to have him back to talk about his book, Liberty Lessons, From Those Who Risk All to Sign the Declaration of Independence, the title of the book, The 56, Before They and the 4th of July Are Banned. I mean, think about that, the subtitle, Before They and the 4th of July Are Banned. I mean, there's no doubt that there are antithetical forces coming after everything that represents the 4th of July, wanting to change, you know, the 4th of July holiday. You know, let's ignore 246 years of tradition and glory. And even as there was then, there are now, and it just seems like there is a growing number. But I do want to remind you, there are still more of us than them. And I say, when I say that, I say more of us that believe in all that the 4th of July represents. We still put our hands over our hearts. We sing the Star Spangled Banner. We pledge, you know, our allegiance to the United States of America in spite of those that would want us to do otherwise and are doing everything that they can to tell us that America is evil. And I guess that's maybe the question that we should start out with is, who told you that America is bad and evil? I mean, think about that question. And then consider your answer. Did you come to that conclusion because you did your due diligence and you are convinced when you take the totality of this incredible history of this country, the great American idea that we are an evil entity, then, hey, look it. God bless you. You know, and God bless you either way. But at least you did your due diligence. You didn't take it from some bumper sticker. You didn't take it from some ideologue just shouted down from the rafters that you must hate this country. Doug McKenna joins us now. Hey, Doug, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me back on. It's an honor.
Well, the honor is ours. I mean, for all the great work that you've done here, because the fact of the matter is too many people, especially young people, have been told that they should hate America. You know, that's my question. You know, who told you that you should hate this country and why?
Yeah, it's really strange. One of these things, too, where, as you and I know, they don't teach real American history in school anymore. And with regard to this book, The 56, as of last July 3rd, Bill, I really had no intention of doing it. I didn't even think about it. But then, July 4th of just last year, I was taking a little bit of a tour through some of the more liberal media outlets out there. And on those shows, Bill, there were guest after guest calling not only for the cancellation of the 4th of July, but the founding fathers and the American flag. And so at that, I just picked up the phone on that last 4th of July, called my publisher, and I started writing this book because it really was a five-alarm wake-up call that we have to realize that the woke cancel culture out there is going after these institutions.
Exactly. It is after the character of one Paul Revere, to say the least, because you are sounding the alarm. Most people think, oh, well, you know, they're just knuckleheads. It's really not that important. But, you know, this is what got us to this point, is good people ignored the obvious. In much the same way, I would say, in a modern comparison, the way our government has handled Russia and Ukraine. We knew the Russians were mounting up a siege along the border of Ukraine for over a year. What, do you think they were just coming to, you know, cook up a bunch of s'mores and share them with the Ukrainians? I mean, and leading to that, you get Putin, who made the announcement of what his intent was going to be, and our government, the people who are supposed to be most concerned about our national security, just were MIA and thought maybe if they ignored it, it would just go away. And I guess maybe that's the condition of, you know, of Americans in part, is that we think the same way, that this craziness will just go away. Well, it's not, because what they're following suit and what's pushing, the impetus behind all of this are the socialist pinnings and the Marxist pinnings and ideas and principles of Karl Marx. And that is that he who controls history controls the present and the future. And they are rewriting our history because they just cannot handle. It just causes their mind to explode that a country like America would be blessed, so blessed by God, and do the many great things that it has done. Now, I punctuate the many great things because every time, you know, when we talk about the many great things, everybody, well, you know, we're not perfect. Oh, of course we're not perfect. We're humanoids. Okay, we've made mistakes, but we've learned from those mistakes. I mean, what other country has done the many great things in terms of you know, liberating Europe, liberating the free world, but for the United States, kind of like what we were talking about with Horace Cooper just a moment ago. But for the United States, where would the world be today, Doug?
Well, and that's exactly right. And again, these founding fathers and these 56 men, no one was perfect. And what I talk about in the book is, look, if our history is bad, let us learn from it. If let us praise it and build upon it. But let us never, ever cancel our shared American history. And what you're seeing now, Bill, as you know, is people on the far left tearing down statues, sandblasting names off of school buildings. And again, these are the actions of authoritarian regimes. As Thomas Jefferson said, fear the people. Again, these 56 men, when they signed that Declaration of Independence, they understood they were signing their own death warrants. And guess what?
Exactly.
For a number of them, they were imprisoned. Their homes were burned to the ground. Their livestock were slaughtered. Their wives were arrested. Their wives were sexually abused. And their sons were executed. And these are the men that these far-left activists want to cancel? I mean, it's one of these things where we have to wake up and realize that our history is being eradicated before our eyes, as well as our country, and we have an obligation to speak up and defend it.
Doug, I'm so glad that you have enunciated the pain and suffering that these 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, what they endured on our behalf for the sake of freedom. And people look at this so casually. I mean, you know, the woke society of today that would end up in a fetal position, sucking their thumb and crying because they stubbed their toe, much less doing something as, as significant as being part of the development of a free country.
That's right. And one of the things I sort of point out in the book, too, Bill, is as bad as the tyranny of 1776 was, in many ways the tyranny of today is even worse, because what I talk about, too, is over the last 50 or 60 years, the far left has gotten a majority hold of what I call the five major megaphones of our nation, right? Mm-hmm. Those being right. The media, entertainment, academia, and of late, as we've seen, science and medicine. And as you know so well, Bill, because they control those megaphones, they can get so much done by omission.
Right.
Talk about it. If they don't report it, if they don't tell the truth, if they don't tell the glorious history of these 56 men, then more and more American people are not going to know what's going on. But to your point at the beginning of this segment, guess what? Well, over 80% of the American people think exactly the same way that you and I do. And they believe in the rule of law. They believe in this republic. They believe in these founding fathers. But so many people now have been silenced into fear by the woke cancel culture. And guess that's a minute. These are just Twitter trolls that are wearing feety pajamas from their mommy's that are putting out tweets. And again, they unfortunately have controlled so much of the politicians and the CEOs, but we have to take that control back.
Well, we have to, and I believe there's a glimmering light here, Doug. I'm starting to see, the culture, that 80%, really, and that 80% is growing because even the people, the remaining 20%, by experience, are realizing that, there's no beef. You know, there's no meat here. This is all pomp without really any kind of true circumstance or any true benefit for themselves or the American people. And slowly but surely they're finding out. But regardless, the silent majority can no longer remain silent. It must speak out in the name of freedom. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Doug McKinnon and his new book, The 56, right after this. Stay with us.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion.
Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
That is our hope, isn't it? That God never changes, still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Lord. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Doug McKenna's new book, The 56, Before They and the 4th of July Are Banned. As he mentioned, last year, July the 3rd, didn't even think about writing this book until he observed what was going on with our country. How, the cancel culture was even canceling our 245th birthday, ladies and gentlemen. I kind of chuckle in irony of it, because it is disdainful to think that somehow, in their modernistic viewpoint, they have the right to cancel 245 brilliant years and the sacrifices that our founding fathers, not only our founding fathers, but, we're talking over 1 million people who've died and defended our country over the years in 2 world wars and conflicts, that we have engaged in. And they've sacrificed their very lives, their treasures, their reputations, and all is on the line. And for those of us who have served this country, our oath of office never expires. It is still the same. To defend this country against enemies foreign and domestic. That continues, and that is a promise that that everybody who has ever put on a military uniform takes and carries with pride. Doug, there are some obvious people that we know about in the history of 56-9ers. We maybe know their name, a little bit about their background and that sort of thing. But what you mentioned earlier, and I think it might have been a bit of a shock to some people to realize that the cancel culture was alive and well even then, to the degree that they were, depriving people of their jobs, their homes. They attacked them. They attacked their families. Rape, sexual abuse was involved. I mean, it was incredible. But here you've got these 56 courageous men who so believed in liberty and this great American idea, and if it could only be. And this belief was something that was an outgrowth. We got to go back. And what did this germinate from? It germinated from the Pilgrims, who 12 years before they came to America were in ardent prayer to God to say, God, please give us a country. Give us a place where we can worship you without having any interference from a government to have oppressive powers over us. Could that be possible, God, for 12 years? And God answered that prayer. And these 56 signers and our founding fathers picked up the mantle from the Pilgrims to go forth and forward this great American idea, right?
Well, they did. And that's what, people also forget, that back then, Bill, 1776 and before, the vast majority of the wealthy of the colonies were loyalists to the crown, right? Why? Mm-hmm. Because they didn't want to rock the boat. They wanted the money coming in. They wanted to have a comfortable. They wanted to make sure they're taken care of. And a number of the founding fathers, a number of the 56, all also came from the more wealthy side of the equation. But guess what? They decided to put their liberty and their freedom and the freedom of the colonists ahead of anything else. And because of that, they their lives at risk. And again, mm-hmm. when most people don't realize it, only one person really signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, and that was John Hancock. The majority of these founders signed it on August 2, 1776. But then it took until about November of that year for no signatures. Why? Because, again, these men were getting their affairs in order because they were certain that at some point they were going to be executed if lost the revolution. And, you know, to realize that, to realize that courage, and to realize going against the grain of everybody then, and that's what these men did, the Republic, the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about some of the lesser known men. You know, John Hancock, of course, famous for, you know, made sure his signature was nice and large because he wanted to make sure the king didn't have to use his spectacles to see his name. And as you said, doing this was a self-imposed, was a death sentence. This was an act of treason.
Well, it really was. And again, so talking about some of the lesser known. So they signed the Declaration in 1776. But then if you look at come 1780, Bill, when you had the Battle of Charleston in South Carolina, three of the men who signed the Declaration of Independence, Edward Rutledge, Thomas Hayward Jr., and Arthur Middleton, were all in battle against the crown. And all three of them were captured, one of them wounded severely. And the Redcoats, the British, knew from the Loyalists and other people that were betraying these 56 men that these three prisoners they now had, these three of the 56 signers, had in fact signed the Declaration of Independence. So they sent them to a prisoner of war camp in Florida and held them there for over a year and beat these men, tortured them, treated them miserably, only because they dared to sign the Declaration of Independence. And these men should never be canceled. Their history should never be canceled. Their heroism should never be canceled.
And again, you look at this modern era and how many of these young people would have endured that for the sake of freedom. We do have young people, by the way, as political prisoners, the January 6th prisoners that are being abused right now, held in solitary confinement. We interviewed Jake Lang earlier this week. He's been there for, you know, well over a year. His trial is not going to come up until January of next year, Doug. And so for some of them, they are, in the spirit of the 56, in the spirit of those who have been captured for the sake of liberty. Wow. I mean, this is amazing how history in its own manner has a way of repeating itself, doesn't it, in some form or fashion?
Well, it does. And one of the things I talk about in the book, and you and I have talked about before, Bill, is I believe one of the greatest speeches ever given was Teddy Roosevelt's 1910 Manina speech.
Yes.
Where Roosevelt
right.
said the credit really belongs to the person in the arena fighting the good fight, getting bloodied, getting knocked down, but getting up time and again for his or her rights, and both sitting in the peanut gallery, sizing that person on the floor of the arena. And for far too long, Americans who do believe in this country, who do believe in the rule of law, who do believe in these 56, have been sitting in the peanut gallery in silence. We again, what these 56 also said, Bill, was unless and until they imprison us and unless and until they take our lives, they cannot take our voices. They cannot silence us. And as Americans, we have to speak up for our own freedom. This is nobody riding over the horizon to save us. It's up to us to save ourselves.
As declared in our Declaration of Independence, we the people, right? I mean, this is the force and authority on which this country stands. It doesn't stand on this alleged self-assigned power of the elite, Doug, but the American people have fallen victim. We've become apathetic. We've trusted people that thought that they were going to do our rightful bidding, and what they've done is they've taken care of themselves. They've really not come to serve the American people the way the 56 which is the foundation. And when you think about the 56 and the foundation principles and this seed of liberty and courage that they have exampled for the rest of us, I'll tell you, if that doesn't make you proud to be an American, I don't know what will, Doug.
Well, it is, and again, it's one of it was not only was it made so many Americans to be proud to be an American, but as you know, Bill, tens of millions of people around the world, the States of America, created by these six men, became the shining for all those people that were living in totalitarian regimes who wanted to desperately come to the United States, the nation created by these founding fathers. And we cannot let the values and the genius of our founding fathers slip into the clutches of totalitarian regime today. And as you said, some of it, unfortunately, domestically.
Exactly. Doug, give us some more names.
Well, that's
your names.
It's so wonderful when you write a book like this because you learn so much. And as you and I talked about before, when people hear the name, the Declaration of Independence, they automatically connect it to Thomas Jefferson. And that's a wonderful thing to do. But what I discovered in doing this book was actually it was a man by the name of Richard Henry Lee from Virginia, actually the driving force behind the liberty movement in the colonies. And again, it was Richard Henry Lee was going to be picked to be the head of the Committee of Five to not only draft the Declaration of Independence, but he was going to be picked personally as the man to write the Declaration of Independence. But then what happened, Bill, was on June 10th of 1776, his wife took deathly ill, and he told Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and Samuel Adams and others, he said, look, do not wait on me. I've got to go home and take care of my wife. So what happened was Thomas Jefferson stepped into that breach, Richard Henry Lee, and became the man we know and the hero we know today. But what I try to do in the book is give Richard Henry Lee some of the credit he so richly deserves.
Yeah, because so much was already laid out, wasn't it, and outlined regarding the Declaration of Independence by Lee, was it not?
It was. And again, what happened was, as you know, sort of the catalyst to so much of this was the Onerous Stamp Act that the Crown put on the colonies, which in 1765. And more people just started realizing that the foot of the crown was on the throats of the colonists and their freedom. And if they did not act on their own behalf, that foot, that totalitarian foot was going to step on them heavier and heavier and heavier, heavier until they lost all option. And it was people like Richard Henry Lee that realized that, you know, before others. And he's the one that started speaking up in private, in public, and to recognize the other men to say, we have to do something to save ourselves.
Wow. I guess the final chapter in the book is chapter 61, is the quotes by the signers to live, fight, and survive by. I wish we had time to go and read through them all, but this is a good reason for you to get your hands on the book. This should be a 4th of July present to everybody and to your family members, because this will bless you, and this will reinvigorate and encourage you about the freedoms that we strive for that are enumerated quite clearly in the Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution. Doug McKinnon has blessed us richly with this book that will be linked on our website. The 56 Before They and the 4th of July are banned, a must-read, ladies and gentlemen. Happy 4th of July.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The final phase.